Okay, we'll go to Perek Dalet. Trying to at least get one nekuda from each Perek. This is a tough Perek, but there's one point that gets kechazet many times that I'm going to bring out. He starts the Perek by seemingly saying a paladic statement. He seems to be saying that calling out to the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't necessarily bring results. He says, "Vishavti ani ve'eres kol ha'ashukim asher na'asim tachas ha'shemesh." So oishek normally means gzela, stealing. But it means really, under the banner of oishek, you have all evildoers, Bein Adam LaChaveray, could be titled Oishik. So basically, Shlomo HaMelech says, I've seen all the Ashukim, Asher Nasim Tachas HaShemes, all the Avlis that are done to people. V'hine Dimas HaShukim, and behold, you see their tears, they're crying. They don't have a menachim. They don't have a consolation. They're not being consoled. So, it sounds a shtickle like Shlomo HaMelech is saying, at least in this world, forget what's going to be in the next world. In this world, people do avlas, and then you could have people crying, and they're crying and crying, and doesn't help. Doesn't help. That's what he seems to be saying. Now, that statement is a plea. But before we clarify that statement, I want to go to Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis, David Shlomo HaMelech says, "V'shabeach ani es ha-meisim shekvar meisu." I praise those that have already died. They're better off, or at least I'm praising them, more so than the people that are still alive. This also seems to be a very difficult statement. We know that it's better to be alive than not to be alive. I'm not just talking about from a Gashmiya standpoint. I'm talking about there were many Gedolei Olam throughout the ages, starting from the times of the Tanoim and Amoraim, that didn't want to leave the world because they felt this world is opportunity. They don't want to leave. There's not much you could do in the next world. This is the world of opportunity. So they didn't want to leave this world. The Gemara even goes so far to call it a chasana, that this world is a chasana, basically free food. Chatoif, the Gemara uses a lotion, chatoif echol, grab and eat. Right? The person goes to a chasana, they have the most amazing shmorg, carving stations and everything. And you see somebody sitting there wasting their time, you're mishigging it. There's 20 more minutes of this. Chaparai. Chap was the vils. I remember when I was a kid, the first time I went to what they called all-you-can-eat, you know, buffet in a restaurant. In those days, I still remember, it was $4.99. That was expensive. $4.99 was very expensive. But it's all-you-can-eat. And one of my uncles, you know, that was the treat. He treated me for this all-you-can-eat. And I remember the pressure. Eating, looking at the food, eating, looking at what's left, and looking at my watch and how much more time I have. Because, you know, it's gonna be over soon. Right? I watch this every Pesach when I go to a hotel. And I'm more of an employee. I give shiurim there. So I'm not really going to race with the clock to see how much food I could eat. Versus the amount of money I'm spending. Because teaching, I like to teach. I don't look at that as work even. And Mimela, I don't... But a lot of people go there, they spend 40,000, 50,000. People spend over 100,000. They take the whole family with the Ein HaKlach. So they have their eye on the clock, you remember. And if I spend $40,000 or $50,000, and this is an 8-day program, so every minute I'm looking how much food I can get. How much food can I get? The more food, the better. Some people pack up food, they put it in the room, they leave with food. So the Gemara says, this world is a chasana with free food. Chatoi vechoil, grab it. That's a lashon of the Gemara. So the Tanoim weren't looking to leave this world. Bocha Rebbe. Rebbe cried when he left this world. Right? Because in 1 minute in this world, you could be koine yofi shahachas. Toru mitzvahs boilam azem mikol chayilam abor. That's the steer in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, right? One Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that 1 second of oilam abor is better than all chayilam azem. That's what the Mishnah says. The same Mishnah, the same Pirkei Avos tells us. How do you rectify the steering? So there's truckloads of Torah on this. Literally, you could fill up a 18-wheeler truckload with Torah on this. But what's the simple pshat? The simple pshat is the Hanoe, the Tainu Gavoylam Abo. Yes, it's true. 1 second of Olam Haba is more tiny than the whole world. But this is where you earn that. This is where you chaparayin. You can't earn that over there. Over there you could benefit. Can't earn it. There's no mitzvahs to be mekayim. Once you leave this world, there's no mitzvahs to be mekayim. Either you did the mitzvah or you didn't do the mitzvah. There's nothing to earn. So memeila, yofesh sha'achas, b'teru mitzvahs o'el mazeh, mikol chayel mabo. Not only that, the feeling, Chofetz Chaim used to say, the biggest Gehenim that the Rishonim are going to have in Olam Haba is seeing what the Tzaddikim have in Olam Haba, realizing what they blew, which is all riding on the Gemara and Sukkah. Halolu Bochim, Halolu Bochim. Right? So how could Shlomo HaMelech say, Shabeach Ani Es HaMesim Shekvar Mesim, I praise those that are already dead more min achayim ashahim achayim adena. So Rashi gives us different pirushim, but one of the things Rashi says that he's talking about the Ovis. Ovis Rishonim Sheloinene Moshe El Al Yideim. We see that after the chet of the Egel Azov, and Moshe Rabbeinu took out all his cards. Moshe Rabbeinu has a lot of cards. He took out all his cards. But he said to remember the Ovis. Remember the Ovis. So you see that the Ovis were better, had more power even than Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Rashi is saying, pshat. And then he says, Kigoin David Ovi. David, my father. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says in Shabbos, brings down the Psukim from Divrei Hayomim, that Shlomo HaMelech said all beautiful poems, poetry, to try to get the Azara to open up. Chov Dalad Renonois V'loi Nenesi. I wasn't answered. Ad Shomarti Zochro L'chazdei David Avdecha. The second I invoked David HaMelech, he was answered. But what's fascinating here, Simple, how would you learn? I'm saying, how would you say Posh Pshat? Posh Pshat, this is the way I would have said, you know, the Posh Pshat I would have said is that Shlomo HaMelech wasn't as choshev as David. So, he needed David's chuz. That's simple. That's Posh Pshat. But that's not what Rashi's saying. Because if that's what Rashi's saying, has nothing to do with Shlomo HaMelech's statement. Shlomo HaMelech says, "V'shabeach ani es hameisim shekfar meisu me'achayim ashehim ochayim adeno." Shlomo HaMelech is saying, it's not because David was so much bigger than him. He maybe was saying that also, but that's not why. because David is dead already. And I'm here still alive. Because it's under that pasuk that Rashi is giving this pshat. So the problem we have is we still have a kasha. So what's taka pshat? Why is it better to be dead? Basically, Rashi is saying we have proof that the dead are better because they could prevail even with the people that are alive can't. Yeah, but why is it like that, Tak? L'chayr, it's better to be alive. Zichah, better to be alive. So what's pshat, Tak? So now we go back to the first pasuk. The first pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech seemed to say that tears don't help. Okay? So let's see if that, does that hold water, that tears don't help. Gemara Zokten Brachas Daf Lamed Beis. I'm reading you the Gemara. Omer Abelezer, Miyoyim Shechorav Beis HaMikdash. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ninalu Shari Tfilah. The gates of Tfilah, the gates of prayer, are closed. That means we don't have the same ability to prevail with Tfilah like we had when the Beis HaMikdash was here. Those gates are closed. Doesn't mean you can't daven. It means we don't have those Shari Tfilah that we used to have. We no longer have. Says the Gemara, the afal pi shari tefillah ninalu, shari demois loy ninalu. Says the Gemara, but there are gates that are called shari demois. Those are the gates of tears, where when a person cries, his tefillah goes to Shemayim. Those gates are as good as they were at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara says. Even though the gates, the regular gates of tefillah, are closed, shari demois loydin. So how could Shlomo HaMelech say, "V'roisi ani and I saw, v'shafti ani ve'era, and I see dimas ashukim, they're crying, it doesn't help." What do you mean? Tears are very powerful. Tears are extremely powerful. Gateman Vaita, Nila, we're davening in the holiest time of the year. Nila, what do we say? Yirotzai milfanecha, shemeya koil b'chiyos, she'tosim dimoiseinu b'noyot choliyos. I'm sure Eilam remembers this piyut. We beg Hashem to take our tears and preserve them. To put them in a jug. B'noyot choliyos. So how could Shlomo HaMelech say? Demois ha'ashukim. No big deal. It's a very big deal. Let's not even talk about the Rabbanu Shlomo's tears. The Rabbanu Shlomo's tears, if we look at Chazal, fascinating Chazal, Chazal tell us, Brachas Tafnun Teslam and Aleph, says the Gemara, Omer of Katine, B'shor Sha'akodesh Baruch Hu Zoicher Es Bono. When Hashem remembers us, that we're Shuyim B'tzah, that we're in pain, Moirid Shnei D'mois, L'yam HaGod. I have a theory that's the Tkufa we're in today. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is crying for Klal Yisrael. And the tears go into the Yama God. They go into the Yama God. And over there it says, V'koilom nishma misayfo ilom v'ad sayfo. These tears, and the reason why the Eibishter puts a dafk in the Yama God, because if the tears of Hashem would go in the ground, it would swallow up the earth. So in case you're wondering about global warming, I have a different theory. Loike Trump, the Loike OC. I'm a Kosovo Shlishi Shachriya B'nei. Chazal tell us that if Hashem would put those tears, he puts them in the Yama Godel. So all the weather and everything that's going on in the ocean and all the changes that they're seeing, Mistama, we're holding Korav Lagula. The Eibush is crying for Am Yisrael. But you see the Koyach of the Moyes. So how could Shlomo HaMelech make nothing of tears? No big deal. Dimas HaShukim. The Yalkut Shemayni in Parshas Vayetze, in Parshas told us, talks about Esav's tears. That all the tzoras that we have, the goal is Eden. Obviously, it's our issues. But why was Esav Zoichet to be the ruler? So Chazal said, because of his tears. Esav Arosha cried when he didn't get a bracha from Yitzchak Avinu. Says he had three tears. One came out of each eye, and one stayed in his eye. And that tear that stayed in his eye is where we are in his golus. All these years, golus Edom. That doesn't mean we didn't do averus to deserve golus. Of course, we're in golus to fix ourselves. We're not here to reward Esav. But why was Esav Zeicher that we should be under his golus? Because of that tear. Rav Shach Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha always used to ask, why was the tear of Esav so powerful, the one that stayed in his eye? Says he had three tears. Two tears came out, and one tear stayed in his eye. I'm sure anybody who's cried, and everybody has cried one time or another, I'm sure you've had that experience. Sometimes the tears come out, and some tears, they stay in the eye. So the Chazal are telling us that the two tears that came out, he got the Gishmei Brocha, and he got Harseir. And the last tear that stayed in his eye, that tear is the golus that we're in today. So if Shach asks, why was the tear that stayed in his eye more powerful than the tears that came out? Push it to Kasha. Rav Shach's teretz is the answer to everything I asked you, the last 15, 20 minutes, whatever it was. It's the answer to all the questions. Rav Shach says of Hafladika teretz, which I believe is why by Nilu we say Yirotzim Ulfanecha. Right? We don't say it every day when we cry. By Nilu we say Yirotzim Ulfanecha Shemeh Kol B'chiz. Why is it more important by Nilu to say that? So Rav Shach said the following, and this mamish fits the Malbim. It's a fascinating Malbim. The Malbim in Divrei Hayomim is bothered by a simple question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David HaMelech, you cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. So why does that, everybody knows, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say you can't build the Beis HaMikdash? Anybody remember why? Look up Menachem. Oh! Kivaldik. Because David had blood on his hands. Yodcho Malei Adam. Ask the Malbim, which blood did David HaMelech have? Yasser Arafat. Hassan Nasarela. Bashar al-Assad. Yimach Shemom v'zichron. Whose blood? He had the blood of all the evil people. Zok the Malbim, this is Sifri. The Sifri says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David, the blood that you spilled of these Rishon. Imagine we tell a guy, you're not ready to build the Beis HaMikdash. You know why you killed Hitler? Chazal say, that the blood that you spilled is chovim alai kibot mi basar parim elim v'sar. Zich. Hashem said, your blood that you spilled of those Rishon, it's treasured by HaKadosh Baruch. So how could it be a disqualifier? How could it be a disqualification? Good kasha, no? It's a very good kasha. Kasha bothered me many years before I saw the Malbim. It bothered me. I was a little kid. I didn't know the Sifri. But in my little immature baby head, I couldn't understand if a guy killed out Rishon, he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? And I asked it to Rav Gershenson, my fourth grade Rebbe in the Kamenetz of Cheder in Yerushalayim, when I was about 7.5 or 8. Because he killed Rishon, he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. And I saw this Malbim, I got a tenet. The Malbim has a whole different pshat. And the Malbim's pshat also explains a contradiction in Psukim. The Psukim say that David HaMelech goes to Nosan HaNovi And he tells Nosan HaNovi, I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. Right? What are the words there in the Novi? Hinei Anoichi Yoishe Beveis HaArozim. I'm sitting in a cedar castle. David HaMelech is talking about his castle. V'aroim Bris HaShem Yoishe Beseich HaYiriya. And Hashem's Oren is in a Mishkan. Under a curtain. That means David HaMelech wanted to make a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. Zoktem Nosan HaNovi. Nosan HaNovi answers David. Do it. Everything that's in your heart, go and do. And then all of a sudden, a couple of psukim later, you're not going to do it. Your son. What happened? What's going on? What's tzachta? Shver, no? Zok the Malbim says such a hafledik pshat. He says, Hashem promised that when there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, there'll be peace in the world. Cherev lo yavar ba'aretzach. Zok the Malbim. So the Beis HaMikdash is an insurance policy against war, so long that it's standing. Zok the Malbim. So David HaMelech was an Ish Milchomeh. He spent his life battling wars. So he had an ulterior motive. He wants a Beis HaMikdash. He was Negei Abedav. Besides that, he wanted a place for the Shechina. He wanted a place for Karbonis. He also had a benefit. A kosher benefit. There'll finally be peace. I could retire from my wars. Zok the Malbim. So Hashem told him, Ish Domimat. A person who spends so much time on the battlefield can't be as pure as I need for the Beis HaMikdash. Your son, who was born in a time of peace and tranquility, he taka has no negiya. For him, he could build it. But look at the Malbim. The Malbim says, look at the Psukim. Who yivne bayis lishmi? Says the Malbim, he will be able to build a Beis HaMikdash lishmi, 100% lishmi. It's a hafladik amount. That's a zayzok the Malbim. That's the difference between something which is pure, something which is not. Even though, halavai, we should be zoichet to be the lack of purity of David HaMelech. And what was the lack of purity? That there shouldn't be war. But it's still epis. So I want to tell you a possible idea based, this the Malbim doesn't say, but this Malbim gave me an understanding in the Gemara that I never had. Could be that when the time came to actually open up the doors of the Azor, imagine you're the king of Klal Yisrael. The whole Klal Yisrael are there. And they're waiting for the gates of the Hazara to open up. That moment, Shlomo HaMelech could have a fraction of a percent of his own covet. You understand? Now the gates of the temple of King Solomon opening up. At that moment, the gates couldn't open. Felt epis lishmo. He had to invoke David HaMelech, who was no longer here. No negiah of this world. And then the gates were able to open. Shabeach anias ha-meisim asher kvar meisim, because they have no negiah to this world. Me'achayim asher him o'chayim adenu. So long that you're in this world, you're always inflicted with negiah. It's a battle. That's why I had to invoke my father David. That's why Moshe had to invoke the Ovis. To get mamish pure, pure, pure. Now I'll tell you what Rav Shach says. Rav Shach says, the tears, he says, right? He says, every tear is pure. Right? Because a person's crying. When you cry, it's a real thing. You know, a person could manipulate, could be a good actor, but tears are generally relatively pure, right? So let's call a tear 95% pure. A tear is much better than when you just say, please, could I have that? Because tear means it's really coming deeper. It's more pure, right? But, there's still a fraction where you're thinking, oh, I want that person to see my tear. It's going to stir him up a little bit. It'll get him going. Right? Zok Rav Shach, That tear that stayed in Esav's eye was a bechiya nekiya. It was just a tear. There was no ulterior motive because his father couldn't even see that tear. The nail of that tear was the most powerful. That was Rav Shach's words. When Rav Shach said that word, I started crying. I'm not sure if the tears came in or went out, but it was such an insight. It was such an insight in Chazal of that, what Chazal are teaching us. Oh! The Nela by Nila, where our tears are probably the purest that they are the entire year. So we say, Yirotzim ulfanecha shetosim demoysenu b'noyot cholies. These tears, the tears of Nila, which are the purest of the whole year, those are the ones we want Hashem to preserve. Shlomo HaMelech is just telling us that if your tears are going to be fake, if your tears are going to be mitoich oishik, your tears are going to be you just want the other guy to suffer. So those tears are not pure. And those kind of tears don't get answered. So when we go into the Yom Noirom now, such a stress on tefillah and avodah, we should try to purify our bakashas from HaKadosh Baruch. Because a half a tear that's pure is worth more than anything. So we should try, as I said in previous years, sometimes it's hard to correct the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Try to pick a bracha, that bracha you're going to say in a wholesome way. Take one of the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, pick your bracha. Say, this is my bracha, this is the one I'm working on. Avadim machavim by all brachas. This one, it's going to be pure. L'hav l'esav harasha, the one. It could be that's why during the Yomim Nehoyim, when we blow shofar, we remember the tears of Aim Sisra, the mother of Sisra. Not a big issue, tzadkanis. Not a big tzadekis. I have a lot of pshatim in this. But maybe one simple pshat is that those tears taka made a roshim in Shemayim. Because they were pure tears. It came from a mother who thought her son may be dead. She was. And Amela, we remind ourselves during the Yom Neroyim that if the Navi talks about the tears of Sisra's mother, it shows that no matter what madrega you're on, if you're asking something purely, it has an unbelievable koyach to taka be answered.